Would you bow your heads, please? Father, I ask that you would open every heart, every eye, and the inner parts of our hearts for this word to go in today and to change us from what we were to what we need to become. In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
I want to take you to Acts chapter 2. Because today being the Pentecost day, I want to make sure that we acknowledge the reality of the fire of God. The vision that was given about the fire. You know, in the heavenly language, sometimes we use terms that do not always fit the natural man. But they are speaking to our hearts. And in the scriptures, when you read about trees, it says, the trees of the Lord will clap their hands. Well, how do you know? It's because a tree in that respect is really a person. When you look at the Garden of Gethsemane, you see resurrection. When you look at the original garden, you see Adam and Eve, and they had two trees in that garden. One of them was the tree of life, which was Christ Jesus, and the other was the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was the enemy. It was darkness. It was Satan presenting himself as the knowledge of good and of evil. Now, I thought in my own mind I could really discern what the difference between good and evil was, but I learned that the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil is the same exact tree. It's not Jesus that's the knowledge of good. He's the knowledge of truth. He's the only truth. He says, I'm the truth, the way, the light, and I can make a way where there is no way. And when he had told him to wait in the book of Acts, he had told him to wait for the Holy Spirit. Well, if you go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come in the amplification, and they were all together in one place, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire. Notice again, it seemed to be tongues of fire. Seeming is not always what it looks like. When you have a vision, it may be of something, but it may be relating to other parts of your heart, other ways to manifest. So when you get a picture that comes into your mind, ask the Lord, make it clear. I want to know what this really means for me. And it notice again, they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. They didn't leave anybody out. The Holy Ghost will not leave you out. So look at your neighbor, say, the Holy Ghost is looking for you. And he wants to bless you.
He wants to
make Jesus real to you. You're no exception. Hallelujah. See, he's no respecter of persons. He'll go and fill everybody. Okay? And notice again, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, in my own experience, my real Pentecost came in February, 1977. And I can blame a friend of mine. I love to blame people. Don't you like to blame people? You don't like to be guilty. Okay? My buddy moved back from California, and I went to this church in West Warren. Wednesday night. And the second time I went, I asked for the Holy Ghost. And I lost my legs. They got so weird that I felt something inside my legs. The first time I went, I pushed my buddy to go forward because he asked me to go, and my oldest son was with me, and he's 6'3" and he weighs about 200, etc. So, Dad, are you going up? Was a threat. And so, you see, God will use the most awesome thing to push you when you least expect to be pushed. Amen? So he'll use Mike and Vanessa today to get you here. And that's a real setup. Think about it. I mean, you know, we're here because of him. All teasing aside, the Holy Spirit came upon me and I got the new language. I had 4 syllables. It's all that came out of my mouth. And I thought that was very strange, so obviously I kept my buddy up till 2 in the morning trying to figure it out. Because I was a good Catholic. But I never spoke in other tongues. But God was telling me, hey, I got something for you. And guess where I got baptized? In the Holy Ghost. In a Catholic church. Right in the sanctuary. It was Father Paul. And some people were so excited that they literally would stand on the seats in the back to find out how come people fell on the floor in the front. How many have ever seen that? But it happens. It's just God. They don't pass out. I didn't pass out. I did fall because I told you I lost my legs. But you know what? I went for seconds and thirds. I wasn't satisfied. I believe the saints on the day of Pentecost weren't satisfied either. They took time to write this down. They took time to write everything that happened to Jesus so that we would have something to work with. And it continues. Notice again, verse 5. There were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. And when they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment. Ha! Baffled. Because each of them heard them speaking in his own language. You say, well, I never had that. I have. I was at Grace Church for 20 years. And one night, the Holy Ghost gave me a burst of tongues. And I spoke them. It came out right out of my heart. I had no idea what I had said. And on the way out of church, this man grabbed me and he says, this lady wants to talk to you. So I stopped and I said, how can I help? And in very broken English, she said, are you aware you spoke perfect Russian? I said, no. Are you aware what you said? I said, no. I had no idea. I had given her a message in her native language, which was Russia, and it changed her heart. Why would we bother going to church? To get hearts changed. Why did that woman come from Russia and land in Springfield? She told me, she says, if I hadn't heard those words, I might not want to live tomorrow because now I have a purpose. Look at your neighbor. Say, your purpose is God. And he wants to use you to bless somebody. So get over yourself. And let go. And let God use you. He loves you. Just the way you are. And he can use you. If you just loosen up a little.
Amen.
Well, come on. It's the truth, ain't it? Get over yourself. You ain't the center of everything. I used to think you were, but you're not. Get over it. All right, go back now. Number 7. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking in Galilean? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, and Cilicia, Egypt, and parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome. Ha! You see, the Romans were there too? Yeah! No kidding! Holy Ghost can speak in Italian, he can give you a word in any language. It didn't happen just once, by the way. One time I had a word and it came out in Chinese. And I knew it. Did I say a word? I was probably praying for China. They needed it. Now they're really trying to rule us. Guess what? God knows what he's doing. God knows what he's doing. Jeremiah 29:11 says God has a plan. And he knows his plan for you. And it's a perfect plan. It's not going to make a mess of your life. It might mess up your brain a little. How many have ever had a problem with this block on top of your shoulders? Get you into trouble? Get you out of trouble? Combinations thereof. Don't underestimate what God wants to do. He wants to set people free. Verse 11. Both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans, Arabs, we heard them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongue, amazed and perplexed. Did you hear that? Amazed and perplexed. The natural man is always going to be amazed at God's workmanship. Perplexed. It won't make sense. If you're here for the first time or the second time, you might think we're a little bit weird. I got news for you. We are. Okay? We are a little bit weird. To the natural man, we don't make sense. And that's okay. They asked one another, what does this mean? Some, however, made fun of them and said they have had too much wine. Those of you who came early, yep. At 10 o'clock we had a couple of drunk women over here. Yeah. Yes. They couldn't stand up. Delicious wine. It's all right. Okay? It's not a different Holy Ghost. It's the same Holy Spirit. You see, God's Holy Spirit is designed to recreate you in the image of what He planned. How many have ever had a plan for their kids? How many have had a plan for their grandchildren? Yes, if they don't behave, boy, wouldn't you like to just tweak them a little? Yes?
No.
Oh, I wanted to adjust them. I wanted to put a new brain. And a few other things. Why? Because I wasn't happy the way they were doing. And God said, would you leave them alone? I got a plan. God has a plan for each of us. Okay? Now guess what? God had a plan for my wife. She wanted that heavenly language so bad, she went to every church meeting we went to. And she was part of the Charismatic Renewal for many years. And when we landed in South Carolina, the Holy Ghost filled her. And she got so drunk at a non-Catholic service. She was so drunk she couldn't walk. Okay? Now why would God fill me in the Catholic Church and fill her in the Assembly of God Church in South Carolina? Look at your neighbor and say, get over yourself. God's got a plan for you. Amen? So what am I saying? The Holy Spirit wants to fill you. And he wants to heal every single one of us. Verse 14. Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed the crowd. Notice this is a guy that said, I never knew him. Fellow Jews and all you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. So this is what... No, this is what the prophet Joel spoke about. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, or all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. You got it, Sam? Visions. Yes. Dreams. Yes. Whatever God wants to do, don't give up on him. He's got a plan, and it's a good plan. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Notice it's days with an S. And they will prophesy, and I will show wonders in the heaven, etc., etc., etc. If you're hungry, if you don't have a Bible, we'll give you one. We'll get you a clue as to what God has planned for you. You say, well, gee, I don't like getting picked on. I'm not picking on you. I'm just letting you know God's got a plan for you. And it's better than your own. Much better than your own. So be patient with yourself. And wait for the Holy Spirit to bless in ways that you could never dream of. Because remember, when he showed that tree in that vision, there was a fire on top. When the burning bush was shown to Moses, what was happening? The fire was on. Amen? What you got up here is the top of your tree. Okay? It's your mind. God wants to renew and recreate your mind. And to burn all the old stuff and give you some new stuff. And he's got a plan to heal all our hearts. So would you close your eyes, please? Put your hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
come and do a work in me. It's one to one. Jesus and me doing a work that no one else could do. I'm trusting you, Lord. By a choice of my will.
Have your way with my life.
Because your plan is better than mine.
Because your plan is better than mine.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, go ahead.